You're listening to the Greencast Advisory Podcast. I'm Glenn Kirby, the technical manager for Syngenta UK and Ireland, and here is where you'll find me talking about the content in my turf blog. They'll be short and to the point, so put on those headphones and have a listen to what I've got to say this time. April 2021. Just how dry and cold has it been? So I think we've all been very aware of just how dry and cold it's been this April. Growth has hardly started, surfaces are drying out, and just nothing seems to be happening. So whilst we've all been struggling to get things moving as we'd like to, I ask myself the question, just how unusual is this? I used to pull out loads of graphs like this on a regular basis, mainly to look at the changing climate's impact on how we manage turf. I really should make more time to do it, as they are a real insight into how things are changing for us and as an industry. There's some good links online to ones I've done in the past, and I will make time to do some of those again, particularly with this April, because it's been a fascinating month for weather watching. So in the data I've pulled out over the last decade for two sites, you know, and I've done this for Winchester, which is where I live, and Ilkley, where my good friend Henry Bechelet from ICL lives. Henry and myself are doing a podcast looking at the agronomic challenges related to these two spots. So this data was to hand. It's early days, but if you want to listen to that podcast, you'll find it on Spotify. It's called On the Horizon with Glenn and Henry. So take a listen out for that one. Well, to my surprise, April has certainly been dry, and I'm 99.9% sure it'll be a record month, but it isn't that unusual to see these dry Aprils. April showers seem to be out of fashion in the last decade, with 8 of the last 11 years looking pretty damn dry to me. In fact, looking at the graphs and the picture that you'll find in the blog, you'd go as far as to say the agronomic odds are stacked in favour of a dry April. It's kind of 8 very, very dry ones, 3 damp looking ones, and 1 looking okay. So when I was looking through the data, the average temperature that usually gets reported, just the kind of mean temperature for the month, I realised that it just doesn't reflect the full story. To see the real picture of this weather through these months, you need to break it down and look at the lowest temperature for the month that froze your way to see what you really had to deal with. When we look at the coldest figures that April has delivered, we see that April 2021 has been unusually cold. But every April in the last decade has delivered some pretty cold temperatures. If we look through the data from 2010 to 2021, it is not unusual to see temperatures in there between -2 and -3, and occasionally hitting -5. So 2021, definitely the coldest temperature that's been delivered in April, but all Aprils are delivering some cold weather. To get an even deeper insight into this, though, we need to look at the average low temperatures. So this is worked out by taking the lowest temperature of the day for every day that month and then working out the average over that month. When you do that for April 2021, it is mind-blowing. It's a good 2 degrees lower than every other year in the last decade. And the trend is for this temperature to be dropping further too. April is very capable of being a really chilly month, and these low temperatures are a limiting factor to grass growth. I think that's why I'm never too keen to get plant growth regulators out too early on putting surfaces. In April, I take any growth I can get, and I'm not very keen on slowing it down. I know everyone has very different philosophies on PGR usage on greens, but 2021 is a perfect example of why I'd always be waiting until the onset of consistent growth on putting surfaces. On wider areas that are labour intensive to mow, such as fairways and roughs, go for it. Double down on those cold temps and that plant growth regulator and really make the most of those labour savings and those fuel savings. But greens, for me, that is a very different question. So all in all, April 21, very, very cold. The average temperatures across there are phenomenal, and to think that that is going on every day through April, it is no wonder that people are struggling to get the course looking how they really want to. However, most of them are playing firm and fast. Hopefully the golfers are loving it. Hopefully you're enjoying the bit of a break and you're not running too many mowers and not getting talked by too many golfers. I'm sure it's going to warm up soon. I see we had a little bit of rain out there today. I don't think it'll be enough to get anything moving, but fingers crossed, that is the beginning of a change. Temperatures are going to slowly raise for us. Rain's going to start coming in, and we're going to have a great summer ahead of us. Fingers crossed, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Hope you enjoyed the podcast version of Greencast Advisory. For more content like this, check out the Greencast Advisory blog and don't forget to subscribe. Until next time, take care of yourself and thanks for listening.